Ronnie Almquist turned away as if disgusted by the argument. Bobby hated him, too. "You're nothing but a cheater," Bobby said. He could hold back the tears pricking the corners of his eyes, but not the waver in his voice. "That's the last I'll take," the counselor said. "Go sit down and cool off." "You cheating cocksucker, that's what you are." A woman close to third gasped and turned away. "That's it," the counselor said in a toneless voice. "Get off the field right now." Bobby walked halfway down the baseline between third and home, his sneakers scuffling, then turned back. "By the way, a bird shit on your nose. I guess you're too dumb to figure that out. Better go wipe it off." It sounded funny in his head, but stupid when it came out, and nobody laughed. Sully was straddling home plate, big as a house and serious as a heart attack in his ragtags of catching gear. His mask, mended all over with black tape, dangled from one hand. He looked flushed and angry. He also looked like a kid who would never be a wolf again. SJ had been to Camp Winnie, had short-sheeted beds, stayed up late telling ghost stories around a campfire. He would be a lion forever, and Bobby hated him. "What's wrong with you?" Sully asked as Bobby plodded by. Both benches had fallen silent. All the kids were looking at him. All the parents were looking at him, too, looking at him as though he was something disgusting. Bobby guessed he probably was, just not for the reasons they thought. "Guess what, SJ? Maybe you've been to Camp Winnie, but I've been down there, way down there. Bobby?" "Nothing's wrong with me," he said without looking up. "Who cares? I'm moving to Massachusetts. Maybe there's less twinkie-dink cheaters there." "Listen, man." "Oh, shut up," Bobby said without looking at him. He looked at his sneakers instead, just looked at his sneakers, and kept on walking.